You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another update on the campfire recovery effort. I'm Matt Fidler. Earlier this week, the Gridley City Council voted unanimously to grant a short-term lease to house 350 FEMA modular homes for victims of the campfire. The location is in an undeveloped parcel of South Gridley. More than 1,000 campfire victims, all who have to be registered with FEMA, will be housed there, including up to 300 school-aged children. The agency will be funding the project, which includes new money for improved infrastructure and security for the town of Gridley. This coming Friday, January 11th, is the deadline for campfire victims to register with FEMA and to apply for assistance loans. Disaster recovery centers are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, both at the Chico Mall on East 20th Street and in Oroville at 2140 Feather River Boulevard. You can also register with FEMA at disasterassistance.gov and with the Small Business Administration at sba.gov/disaster. As of now, over $240 million of loans have been approved to homeowners, renters, and business owners who have been affected by the campfire. More information can be found at buttecountyrecovers.org or by calling 211 for the Butte County Recovery Information Resources Line. Phase 2 of the fire debris removal program is underway. Phase 1 was automatic for all properties and is to clean up hazardous waste. But for Phase 2, homeowners with structures over 120 square feet that burned have two options. You can choose the government program or choose an approved contractor through the alternative program to remove the fire debris caused from burnt structures. Phase 3 is for property owners to bring any remaining debris to the Neal Road Recycling and Waste Facility with a certificate from the Butte County Environmental Health Division, which certifies that both Phase 1 and Phase 2 were completed before moving on to Phase 3. If the burnt structures on your property were less than 120 square feet, you can skip Phase 2 and start disposing of your burnt debris to the Neal Road facility, along with your certificate from the Butte County Environmental Health Division, of course. Now, if no structures on your property were burnt, you can dispose of your non-structural debris now. This includes patio furniture, vehicles and trailers, fencing, shrubs, etc., and no certificate is necessary. Smaller burnt items can be thrown away in your trash can. The next debris removal community meeting is set for Thursday, January 10th at the Durham Memorial Hall at 6:30 p.m. The address is 9319 Midway in Durham. More information on the debris removal program can be found at buttecountyrecovers.org/debris removal. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort 5 days a week right here at KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.